Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a cum. God damn!
Austin, Texas, Trevor Wallace. I'm here this week, and we added 300 tickets amongst the three shows. It's 100 tickets per each show. After doing the camera kills, we realized we have more space. So if it's sold out and you didn't get your tickets, it might already be sold out, but I would check the website. Go to trevorwallacecomedy.com. July 14th and July 15th, you might be able to squeeze a ticket or two to the special taping. Other than that, we are sold out. I love you so much. Thank you for seeing me on the road. You can also see my co-host, my sex partner, and my icon, Michael Blaustein, in these tour dates. You can go to TrevorWallaceComedy.com for mine. Yep. Michael, BlauseComedy.com.
July 21st to the 22nd, I'll be in Sacramento, California. Two shows already sold out, only two left. So go get this before you can. August 10th to the 12th, I'll be in Indianapolis. And then August 25th to 26th, I'll be in Oxnard, California. September 7th to the 9th, I'll be in Madison. September 15th to the 17th, I'll be in Irvine. September 28th to the 30th, I'll be in Denver, Colorado. Guys, wink, wink, definitely go to those shows. October 5th to the 7th, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. Holy shit, I'm excited about those shows. And guys, a couple more shows and I'll leave you guys alone. October 21st, where I'll be in Wilbur. Freaking Wilbur! There's only a couple tickets left for the late show. First show's already sold out. I love you guys. And that is it. A lot more dates. BlauComedy.com. BlauComedy.com. Are we in?
Bitch, I'm in Turks and Caicos. Is it? What is it?
What? Where is Turks and Caicos?
Turks and Caicos.
You guys are looking at me real hard, real early. I got to get
what it. What is Turks and Caicos? And why does everybody hot want to go there? How come no chicks posting like, I'm in Durham, North Carolina this summer?
They do.
Do they?
Yep.
No, but it's like Tulum. It's fucking, everybody's in Italy. Everybody's in Italy.
Where's Italy?
Italy.
Nobody knows. Is Italy real? Did Italy yes. invent pizza?
No.
I know.
Little Caesars did.
They did. Pizza.
They said it twice.
They did.
So they said it twice.
They should.
The guy walked in the boardroom and goes, pizza. They go, no. And he goes, pizza. Pizza? And the guy's like, shut the fuck up. That's genius.
That's genius. But what also you're fired. Dude, is that white sand or semen?
Yeah. What?
Someone answer me.
Why is our water not clear?
Because
and what is it about?
Because we have lion's mane and Biden's blood in it. I don't really know. Who is that guy?
Dude, I don't know, but I can't. We're going on a trip soon, and I got, you know, you're going on a trip. We start going on YouTube and be like, top 10 things to do there.
So I never do that. That's really? Why I always bomb every vacation.
Dude, you went to Hawaii and said you hated it. You were so dumb.
It was Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale?
That's where it was.
No, because that would be like going to New York and then you don't leave Times Square. You didn't leave like downtown Honolulu.
But that's why I'm bad at vacationing.
You should have.
I'm really bad.
Dude, there's a shrimp truck 30 minutes away. Best shrimp in the world.
I'm starving.
Yeah, Michael just ate at Outback Steakhouse.
I would have.
Did you eat there?
No, but I would have. That's where I was. I literally could have. I stayed next to a Cheesecake Factory. Fucking.
You know what's funny? I know exactly what Cheesecake Factory you're at.
I know.
And I went there one time. And there was a line. It was like an hour and a half long. And it's just people like us being like, we're in Hawaii. Oh, Cheesecake Factory. Let's get a salad.
Man, people are stupid. I'm bad at traveling. I'm not good. That's why I'm very happy that I'm going with you guys. Because I can't, not that I can't plan, the idea of planning. When I open Yelp, I think about jumping off of Marriott. I hate it.
Why? But doesn't that excite you? There's
no.
Nothing, dude, I get like a little dad in me that like, I get like a little list and I write down and then I'm like, oh, dude, our hotel is kind of near this shave ice spot. We got to go. Like, and
but,
then
that, you, but
and
that's why I need you on vacation because I'm not that guy. If you leave me to my own devices on
guy.
Vacation, I will literally just go to Starbucks and go to the gym and be like, how was vacation? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Are I'm not good real? At it. Huh? Am I what?
Are you real?
Maybe. I don't even know.
But what do you like to do on vacation? What's your perfect vacation?
Sitting on a
throated.
Beach. Oh, for sure. Literally, my perfect vacation is sleeping until I don't want to sleep anymore, waking up, going right to the beach, and just having like coconut shrimp. I fucking love on the beach.
Coconut shrimp?
Yep.
On the beach?
Yep. Coconut
what about
shrimp?
A coconut?
What about a nut?
Dude, coconuts are nuts.
What about a nut?
Okay, I don't think you heard me. Coconut is a nut. Imagine a coconut rolls up to a nut party. Almonds are like, oh, fuck. I got to compete with that? You're trying to spit game to a walnut? Oh, my ex was a coconut.
Fuck.
Are you for real? It's a nut.
A nut are,
Michael,
if you
a coconut is a nut.
Is it?
It's a nut.
I don't know if it is.
It's a nut.
You know what's
all- You're right. It's stolen valor.
No.
Here's coconut the is a nut.
What the hell? Dude.
What were you saying? You're saying here's the thing?
Here's the thing. I don't know for sure. Do you know strawberry is like part of like the milk family or some shit?
What the fuck?
It's stupid.
Strawberry milk?
Strawberry is not a fruit.
You can't milk a strawberry.
You maybe can.
If you try hard enough.
Is
it a nut? Dude, it's a nut. I remember seeing that. And I think it's so funny.
But
it's so funny.
I wouldn't be appalled if it was a nut, but I wouldn't be weirded out if it wasn't a nut. If they're like, oh, it's actually part of the bread family.
Legumes?
Some shit. But strawberries aren't fruit. Like some shit like that.
Oh, I think I've heard something.
You know what I mean?
That.
So coconut might not be a nut.
Coconut is not a true nut.
There you go.
What the fuck? According to who?
Wikipedia?
Not.com?
Librarycongress.gov.
Who the fuck?
Who? Yeah.
Go find the author, pull him up, invite him to be a guest next week. We're beating their ass live on television.
Yeah.
So, this is weird. A strawberry is actually a multiple fruit, which
Thank
consists
you.
Of many tiny individual
it's
fruits.
A mutt.
It's like a
no,
million
it's tiny fruit
inside of a fleshy receptacle.
Don't fleshy.
Say fleshy. Don't say fleshy. Jack's getting hard. He likes fleshlights.
Dude, if you put a bunch of strawberries inside the fleshlight, boy, I'd drink that smoothie.
That's a rhubarb pie.
Gross. People fuck with fruit pie.
You're looking at them.
Fruit cake.
Honestly, it kind of looks like a
kind
vagina.
Of.
Jack. You cut it, right?
Yeah. Jack. Strawberries
Look at
are hearts.
Look at the Jack.
No, we know.
Oh, okay.
Strawberries are hearts. That's kind of cute.
Strawberries are hearts. Dude,
I need to find love.
What?
I'm sick of jerking off.
Well,
it's the first time I ever said that in my whole life.
Yeah, but
I didn't jerk off last night. I felt great about myself. I've been on this.
Yeah, but you had a lady over last night.
No, I did not.
Oh, really?
No lady.
You
no
didn't
lady.
Jerk off?
I did not jerk off. I watched Netflix, this new tennis docuseries.
That's
oldest thing I ever said.
Off.
It was you watch it. It's so fucking good, dude. They just dropped like 4 or 5 new episodes. It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like sports, but it's really
dude,
good.
You know what's funny? I want to watch TV, but the TV in my room just doesn't work anymore. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm not watching TV.
I don't have a TV in my room.
Okay.
I just bring a computer in there. Just
True.
Bring a computer in there.
Yeah, but that what's funny is that TV is from my old place. So it still has all the ex's login. I'm like watching Netflixes on my ex's dad's account.
That's okay.
And he's just watching like more movies.
Dude,
but it's only on that TV. My laptop has no subscriptions on it.
None?
None.
So you can't get on like Netflix on your computer?
No.
Well, I mean, you could. You just.
Yeah, you could. I just don't have any passwords. I do have YouTube.
Do you have? do you like subscribe to anything besides our Patreon?
OnlyFans?
Guys, 4 extra episodes.
Spotify.
I do listen to the Patreons every Friday. They're good.
They are good.
Spotify. I'm on Spotify monthly.
But do you pay for any? Do you pay for Netflix?
No.
What happened with them? Didn't they like cut back on you can't
the
do
sharing
family, blah, blah,
and something
blah?
About Wi-Fi and homes? And
yeah. Everyone was like, oh, this is it. This is the last straw. My brother was like this. He was like, I'm done with Netflix. I'm just going to watch HBO now. And then it's literally the day that they cut him off from my parents' account. He called me and he was like, hey, do you think I need to do the 4K Netflix or I can get away with the 1080p one?
That's a thing?
Mm. Yeah,
they have
and,
so many fucking
dog,
options.
And there's an ad version.
Really?
Of Netflix. You,
wow.
The crazy part is it's an ad version, but you also have to spend like $6.99.
That's
fuck
crazy.
You. If you're going to send me ads, make it free.
I mean, they just have so much power. It's the same thing with every time Instagram updates something, I'm like, I'm done with Instagram. Later that night, scrolls.
Yep.
Like, you can change whatever. We're still there.
It's like a hot lady. You're like, I'm done. She sucks. One text. One half
bro.
A tit. You're like, all right, well, maybe just one more time.
What is that? Where your brain goes, I'm over this.
Yep.
She didn't text me back. And then a week goes by. You up? Yes.
I've been head up.
It's 4 p.m. I'm standing in my bed right now.
What is the earliest you up text you ever, like 11 a.m. you
dude,
up?
I probably sent one, you know, library hours. I'm talking 3 p.m.
No.
Yeah.
Not you up.
But I was like drinking, like daytime.
Oh, yeah. Hey, here's the thing. Hey, you at 3 p.m. is you up at 3 a.m. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Hey, you's like sex.
Yeah, trying to hit the sack and nap. Hold up.
Yo, you have a nut nap is crazy, dog.
Title, the nut nap?
A nut nap is insane.
Nut nap goes crazy.
I mean, are you kidding me?
That's a guy's self-care. Girls put cucumbers on their eyelids and these like golden slug things and those stars on the zits. First of all, I tried those stars. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
They don't work. It literally makes my acne worse. How can I wash my face more, but my acne's worse?
Dude, I'm telling, I've said this to you before. Stop washing your face.
What?
I'm telling you.
Why?
I never washed my face. I stopped when I was like fucking maybe 14, 15, and my skin was fine. I think if you wash your face too much, it like upsets the balance of like the oils on your face.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Damn, I've been washing it every morning and night. I'll be trying to have good skin. And then shit like this pops up. Where the
That's
fuck
what
you
I'm
coming
saying,
from?
Dude.
But then I put one of the little star patches on it because they sent me them. It don't work.
But yeah, okay. You ever have an experience when you have the sexual relations with a lady, right? And you're like, all right.
Oh, never. I've done it.
Yeah, okay. Sex, right? All right.
Yup.
That's what my cock makes right before I put my condom on it. It goes, and I slide the condom on. A condom ain't nothing but a silencer for your cock.
Wow.
Someone write that down.
I'm going to write it into the underpass. Underpass or overpass? They really do an overpass.
Is it? But
it's an overpass. But can it pass is over.
But does
Passover,
it?
Jews, me.
Jews. It's too many candles. 8? What the fuck's happening?
Well, dude, it's so many more than 8 because each night you have to do, you know, how many there is. So night 1 candle. Night 2, 3 candles because it's 1 and 2. Then night 3, you're talking, you're going to maybe 5 candles.
That's too many.
So by the end of 8, it's 8, whatever. You know.
So if you're a Jew on your 8th birthday, you're doing double menorah duty?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's wild. And Jesus was a Jew. And then he died. Dude, you ever be so popular you die and create a religion? That's insane. Like,
yeah.
When
that's
George-
royalties, bruh.
Goddamn.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn. Let me ask you a question. How come every time someone wants a cult, at the end of the cult, they always go, and then we all fuck each other? How come it's always that?
That's the point of a cult.
But it's always like, you know what God told me? Oh, let me guess. To suck your cock? Always tells everyone to suck his cock.
No, he never does. It's just the guy ahead is like, I heard from the man upstairs. Woo.
Because it's not, the cult isn't, at the end of it, we all fuck each other. It's at the end of it, we all fuck this one guy and then we kill ourselves.
Yeah. Is the sex so bad that you have to kill yourself?
Well, bees sting you and they die, so who's the cult leader there? It's like this. When you post a TikTok and it flops and then you delete it, aka God delete it, and you go, oh man, sorry, TikTok took it down. Got to put it back up.
Here's the funny thing. 9 times out of 10, TikTok done had took my shit
down. Oh, really?
Yeah, they'd be yeeed mine. They'd be, hey, you can't say that. Hold you up. Can't say fentanyl. You know what? I can and I did.
Yeah.
You bitch. Here's the thing, though. Cults are hilarious. You grow your hair long, you wear white robes, and then you go, hey, follow me. And enough people go, yeah, I'm lost.
Yeah.
Dude, people followed fucking, what's his name? Goddamn Manson. This motherfucker was 5'7", literally, 5'7".
Charlie Manson?
5'7". How you gonna follow someone who's 5'7"? And then you go
to the chocolate factory? I don't know. The Lollipop Kids?
And then he goes, well, I have the answers. And then he has long hair and long robes. And at the end of it, everyone's fucking everyone's wife. What?
It all comes full circle. What is this?
This is a cult video, but this does look fun. You have to admit.
No, these people are gone. They're lost.
That's how I give head.
What is this?
This is a guru uses mind control to brainwash a large crowd.
What's funny? Is everyone who's in a cult is always white. Isn't that funny?
They're just bored. They need personality.
They don't. Yes.
Dude.
Look at this.
Certain gyms 100% that people white. Work out at, I'm like, this is more than just a gym.
Yeah.
Like, you guys do shit on Tuesdays.
Barry's
at
boot camp? You don't think in the fucking basement?
Where's that boot going?
That's in the ass. You don't think people suck it off Barry in the fucking basement?
I swear, there's just some, you know, it just feels culty. The running joke that like CrossFit is cult stuff, but like, deep down, there's some weird, you know?
I think I would get annoyed if I was running a cult. Every day you wake up and they go, what should we do? You figure it out. That would be my worst. You know, we're talking about how bad I am at vacation and playing and shit. I would be the worst cult leader. They'd be like, what do we do? Man, go to fucking Burger King.
Here's a mayonnaise sandwich.
Know.
Figure it out.
Dude, Miracle Whip, underrated.
Yeah, but what if you could like start your own cult and then like work on jokes? That would be
would be cool.
You mean a crowd?
Yeah, like have
like
a whole
crowdsource
crowd.
Jokes?
Yeah. So you could work on it before your special.
Whoa. Let's
That's pretty good.
Special. This
When's
week.
Your special?
Awesome. This weekend.
Yep. Dude, crazy.
Nuts. Nutsolini. Nutso in the booth.
You know
what are we doing?
Not a nut? Coconut.
Coconuts are a nut.
Dude, I almost... Here's the reason why I don't have a gun in my car.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't have it. But every time I get in a yelling match with someone...
You got a yelling match?
Sir.
Michael, you know what's so funny? You do so many practices of meditation and zen and manifesting and deep breathing.
Mm-hmm. And imagine if I didn't.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
imagine
true.
If I didn't.
That's true.
I would have shot up at Chipotle 4 years ago.
You'd sneeze too loud, hold a gun in your forehead. Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
You're allergic to pollen? Shut up.
Yep.
So
say thank you.
Oh my God, dude. I hold a door open for you and you don't say, oh, thank you. Is that? Oh, you're welcome.
Have to.
The audacity.
The audacity.
Bitch, I don't work here. And even if I did work here. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Are you foreign to that?
I've said this for years. I would want my superpower to be if I know if you're going to say thank you or not.
You've never said that.
Oh, I haven't? Oh, maybe it's a bit that I... Okay, my bad. Yeah, that would be a superpower. Everyone's like, I would like to fly. Really? No. I just want to know if you're going to say thank you.
I just want to know if you're
going to come. So hold a door before me so that I could just go ahead 3 seconds to know if you're going to say thank you. If you're not going to say thank you, right when you're walking through the door, I slam the fucking door right on your ACL.
But then what if she goes, fuck you, and then you go, you weren't going to say thank you. And she's like, you're right.
Yeah, she knew. But I would know. Because it's my superpower. I would know.
That's true.
I'll break your fucking Achilles heel. Dude, have you seen pictures of, what was that movie? Brad Pitt when he was Achilles? Holy bitch.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
No idea.
Oh my God, please bring
Hercules?
It up. Dude, there's this
Troy.
One.
Troy.
There's this one scene, dog.
That's a city.
Look, first of all, just click any of the pictures. It's insane. But there's one, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Oh
there's
my
this,
God.
It's crazy. There's this one scene. Gabe, I think everyone, look at this. Oh, that's the scene I'm talking about. Oh, no, that's, no. There's one scene where they, because he can't be
that's
killed.
On the same planet as us.
I know, that's insane.
But that's what's funny is like the same way women look at us, they're like, yeah, you ain't shit, Trevor. That's out there.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. The same way I look at, it doesn't matter. So there's a scene where they're on the battlefield. And the quickest way for a war to end is if you go one-on-one with somebody. And you go, well, let's go one-on-one, and if I kill your guy, the war's done.
Really?
Or the battle's over, right?
That sounds pretty elementary-esque.
Yeah. It's very, like, Revolutionary War-ish, right? Mm. So, the cool part about this thing is they go into Achilles' tent, and Achilles has, like, 4 women asleep with him. Dog, let me be Achilles!
You
4
can.
Women.
It's called Dan Bilzerian.
It's
so
pretty close.
Does he have to wake up and just start fighting?
He's pissed. He wakes up and is like, oh, God damn
it. 4 shotties at the crib.
Yeah.
Or what if he planned that to get the girls out? Like, I don't want to hang out anymore. Hey, come at like 9
a.m. Oh, come on. I got a fucking war to fight. That's crazy.
Oh, she's like, oh, well, you want to watch?
Yeah, dude, you know what's funny? I go, I have an audition. This motherfucker goes, I have a war.
Yeah.
And then the scene's so fucking sick. He's so pissed, he puts on his fucking shit and kills this guy in 3 seconds.
So speaking of almost killing a guy, what did you do this morning? What do you mean?
Thank you.
Segways. I do comedy.
Segways. Those are hilarious. You ever pull
dude,
to a girl's
tour.
House in a Segway?
No, there's Segway tours. Whole families. They have a helmet on. And they're like on the two-wheelers.
I hope they fall.
I'll put like, dude, you see it so much. Always by a beach. They're like, we're just going to roll around here.
Yep. I want to put a stick
Everybody's
right in
bored.
The spoke.
Everybody's bored. Boom. All you're doing in life is trying to find something to not be bored to live a life. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know.
We're going on a Segway. Why? Kill time. Then what? Eat food. Oh, okay.
This is why vacation sucks. Everything, the whole thing is about planning stuff to fill your fucking
vacation
void.
Vacation can suck.
But that's why my vacation is so simple. Get me on a beach, make it hot, give me some coconut shrimp and a fucking Hendrix and tonic, and your boy's fine. I don't need to go to 100
places.
Well,
there's 2 types of vacations. There's like the sightseeing vacation where you try to get as many as you can in a day, which is
find
exhausting.
Find me a mountain, I'll jump off it.
Do you think you'd make it?
Off the mountain?
Yeah.
I would make
roll.
I wouldn't make it up the mountain.
Mm.
I would find a mountain lion. Kill me.
You do have used mountain boots.
I do. They were used.
But there's two types of vacations. I went on my like first actual vacation last year that was just like, just lay by a pool for like 3 days and like look at views. And it was very different. It was very nice. You're like,
it's
oh, wow.
So nice.
It's nice. But I will say a day in, I'm like, what? Give me a phone.
But this is what you have
give
to do.
Give me a Renegade.
This is what you have to do. I tried. I went on a vacation like that with my ex, whatever, months ago. And you just perform enough and do enough content where you go, okay, I deserve this week.
Oh, of course.
Because there's nothing worse than like kind of doing shows and then kind of doing content.
Yeah.
Every video bombs. You go, hey, we're going to go to Turks and Caicos. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm going to be editing my fucking room is what I'm going to be doing. Anyways, sorry. I'm keep getting sidetracked. So I was driving to the studio today and I lost, again, this is why I don't have a gun. I almost literally lost my mind at this dude. Not literally, almost. Take the word almost, because I lost my mind at this guy. So we were driving from the exit onto the highway.
Yeah.
And it's one of those exits that have two lanes.
Yep.
And then eventually it goes into one lane.
Yep.
Okay. I was first. I was ahead of him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So you know what that means? That means you slow the f*** down. That's what that means. You don't speed up to try to beat me. Okay? Listen.
Could. Were you driving slow?
I was not. I don't have the fastest car in the world, but don't fucking test me. All right? I'll slam on my fucking gas. Anyways. So he was in a stupid Bronco. Oh, I'm
the
so...
The new ones?
The new one.
That was a good looking car.
They are, but it was two-door, and he looked stupid. He looked like an idiot, okay?
So a double idiot?
Double, two.
Idiot squared.
Yep. Anyways, so he looks at me, because I didn't even know who the driver was. It was the dude that was next to me on my left, on my driver's side. He looked at me, and then he winds out his window and goes, oh, the fuck!
he rolled the window down?
And we were still on the A's run, so we weren't going real fast. He was, the fuck? And he's stupid. He was wearing a fucking stupid headband.
Oh,
don't wear
headband
and yell
at me. Bronco?
Headband and the Bronco, and he had long hair. So when he was yelling, his stupid hair was flowing.
Yeah. That car is his personality.
100%, right? So I don't know where this came from, but I go, hey, fuck you. I'll suck your dick. And
you
then
did
I
did not say that.
Sir, I said it and I did
with
the motion.
With your windows down?
With the well, no, my window's up, so maybe you didn't hear me. And my window's tinted. I'm actually realizing as I talk. But I go, fuck you, I'll suck your dick. And then I go, I'll fuck you. Ah! Like I gave him the kind of the suck dick motion. But as I'm thinking about it now, I'm kind of pissed. My window's tinted, so I don't know if he saw it.
No.
Fuck.
No, if anything, and if you can't hear it, he probably just thinks that you're just like sneezing really hard. Just like a bunch of.
Oh, hilarious.
There's no way that he thought that that's what you said.
Man, I'm pissed. But but then I go through, so I do all that. Maybe he didn't hear me, maybe he did, whatever the fuck. Or we definitely didn't hear me, my window was up. But then I go, then I'm like at a 10 anger.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dog, I'm thinking about all this like revenge I'm gonna take on him and his family. And I'm gonna like go to that website I showed you about and fucking find where his whole family lives and go to his stupid kid's T-ball game.
And you think he has kids?
And sit
that
next
he has
to
contact
him.
With?
And sit next to him. Be like, that's your kid, huh?
Dude, that's literally what I used to do pre-finding myself in therapy. BetterHelp.com. But I used to do that. I'm sure I've said this, but like if somebody got that with me, I would open my center console as if I was looking for something. Ain't nothing but Altoids and hope. But I would pretend like I was glocked up in there. Mm-hmm. So I'd be hoping that they would look in their rearview mirror and I'm...
Yeah. I always think about that moment where they're yelling at me and I slowly take a gun out and I go, what about now? And they look at their gun and go, oh, fuck. Oh, drive, and they drive off. That moment makes me hard. But I've never got to feel that moment. You know, I'm not a big person. I've never scared anyone in my life.
Here's what you do.
What?
You go to Kinko's and you get a life-size gun 3D printed.
Okay, this is good.
And then you hold it out flat so they can't see the side details.
Okay.
You go like that, and they go, oh, you motherfucking son of a...
Oh, this is good. Or you know what I could do too? I could just get a Nerf gun. And then as they get angry, I just start shooting Nerf balls at the gun.
Is an airsoft gun illegal?
Well, either
definitely,
way,
but
if
yeah.
you there, what's going to happen is they're going to call the cops and say, he's got a gun, and then the cops are just going to have a hair trigger and shoot you. You're just going to get killed by cops is if you have a fake gun.
Well, if it's fake, it's not a real gun. He has a gun. No, I don't.
Yeah, but
he showed it to me.
But they'll be like, he's loaded. They're gonna fucking. It's not gonna be a smooth day.
No, they're gonna.
Or
what's up?
How about you, this is not illegal. You just get a sticker on the front and back of your car that says, "I have a gun."
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. That's
good.
It's
not illegal.
That's not illegal.
It's not illegal. You have a gun, and then really, really small print underneath goes, "At home."
Or I just joking.
I have a gun and road rage. That way, people won't even fuck with you on the road anymore.
Yeah, but that's a bad billboard. I think people with actual guns are like, "Oh, word, pull over." Because if someone tells me to pull over with that sticker,
somebody drives up, they have a sticker that says "Me Too," and you're like, "Yeah, oh fuck,
no hashtag, just Me Too."
But imagine that, dude. Somebody goes to cut you off. Oh, yeah. It's spelled backwards, so in the rearview mirror, it reads straightforward. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or I could just buy like the Batmobile, and then if someone cuts me off, I literally shoot their car to smithereens.
But they're okay.
Yeah, I don't want to kill them.
The car is just a little dinged up.
Yeah, I want to turn their fucking Kia Soul into Swiss cheese. What's up?
Goddamn. You ever see those cars that have like those magnets, like fake bullet holes?
I hate it. If they're not real, what are you doing? Like, what's happening? People make horrible decisions, including me.
It's like getting a spiderweb, like, henna tattoo. Like, you're not chill.
Dude, I just saw a goddamn IG ad for a tattoo that like wears off in, like, 4 years, guaranteed.
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
It's good.
For people that make awful decisions?
Literally, which is most people with tattoos.
What's the worst?
I'm sorry, you have great tattoos.
Dude, it's so funny that, like, we walk around with free will, right?
Yeah.
And money. And we could make horrendous choices.
You could do, yeah. Your life could be a video game if you wanted to be.
I mean, most people that's listening have a credit card and they have free will and they could go ape shit. Like, they could literally just walk into a Walmart, buy 9 guns, and just have a fucking party.
this is a weird...
No, but you know what I mean? But I'm just saying,
I'll let you take the wheel on this.
I will. I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying it's kind of insane that more... Not even like violence. Just more like people don't do crazy... Like, they're like, oh, you know what I'm going to have today? It's Tuesday at 4 p.m.? A foam party with alligators. Like, right now, I could go home... Make 3 calls and have a foam party with live alligators in my living room.
3 calls?
3 calls.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
That took us like 47 calls to blow up Gabe's car.
But that
views on that, by the way.
Yeah, 100% more views. Guys, I don't know if you heard him. We blew up a fucking car.
The Yaris. We blew it up in Las Vegas.
Listen. We blew it up.
Yeah.
I'll put one of those link things up on the YouTube video.
Thank you. Yeah.
But that's a perfect example of what you were talking about. We had a thought, and we're like, oh, let's go blow up a car. And then we blew up a car.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, like, but I don't know. 1 call to the phone party,
no,
people.
No, dude.
2 calls to a crazy guy that has 2 alligators.
Yeah. I think that's doable.
I think that's easier to do
than
blow up a car.
That's the next Mr. Beast video. Today we're getting 3 live crocodiles at a phone party in Hollywood. I don't know.
Isn't that crazy though?
You can, but then you have a girlfriend. She's like, "Who are you calling? You want to get crocodiles? Wait, no, get flamingos. Oh, actually, for my bridal shop." And then it's all downhill.
Yeah, petting zoos are crazy. Can you imagine?
How do you go from buying guns to petting zoos? Aren't all zoos a petting zoo if you try hard enough? Somebody answer me.
Gabe is dying.
All zoos are petting zoos if you try hard enough.
Funny. That's funny. But where I was going was, Doug, can you imagine just being a platypus and all of a sudden you're in a petting zoo?
I'm pissed.
Why are all these people touching me?
Give me royalties. Put me in the pond.
This is crazy.
Perry the platypus?
Come on.
Phineas and Ferb had dumb-shaped heads, no?
But all of them. But can you imagine being a turtle? Put me down.
They live so long.
Dog, they have a fucking apartment on their back.
I know.
That's fire.
Yeah, but like it's rent-controlled, you know?
Jack's in the middle of moving. Can you imagine if he's just a fucking turtle?
Dude, think about the life of a turtle. All their friends die.
Jesus,
man. That's what I'm saying. It's a sad life. All of our friends
are going to die, too.
No. But I'm saying, like, their friends who are like, oh, I have friends that are flamingos. Pff, done. Giraffe, done. Hippopotamus, done.
Oh, I understand. Because they live so long. They're like a Jewish grandma.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
But, you know, they're like, they live to be like 114.
I had a pet turtle.
What the? You still do? He's alive. What do you mean?
He's definitely still alive.
What happened?
I found him on the street outside of my parents' house, and so I picked him up.
Was this in the heroin days?
Dude, no, isn't
I
it?
Pretty, I was pretty young.
Yeah, you definitely smoked out of a shell.
Finding a turtle?
Yeah, I found a turtle. I took him home. I kept him for like the whole day until my neighbor came by and was like, "Hey, anyone find a turtle?"
Isn't this bullshit that the fucking turtle was trying to escape?
Yeah, and I had to get him back.
Pick
dude, that's
him
like
up.
A parent's biggest fear. They're like, "Please just don't bring any pets home." I remember I went to the fair and I brought home goldfish. My parents were like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, how long did yours live though?
4 years, too long.
I'd kill him.
Dude, I think the parents are all hoping it's gonna be this fish is gonna die in 6 months.
I'll tell you, I put sriracha right in the goddamn water.
Dude, goldfish are built different. Fair goldfish.
Yeah,
yeah,
goldfish
they are.
From Petco, they'll give you, you know, 72 hours. But the fair goldfish, I don't know what's in that water, Everclear or some shit, they be fucking, they built different.
They are.
They're built different. The I feel oldest, bad for all those fish.
The oldest goldfish ever recorded died at 43 years old, and it was a fair goldfish.
I'm telling
what
I'm you.
Saying.
They're like,
what
they're like
put in that water.
They're like rescue dogs. You get it. Well, not rescue. What are they called? Like mutts. If you like mix
Gigi?
Some breed. Yeah, Gigi's gonna last. Gigi's gonna outlive me.
Think.
Yeah, I'm gonna die in Turks and Caicos in 11 years.
Out of
I already
place.
Know it.
Out
already
of
know
that
it.
Place.
They're gonna. It's gonna
on a beach eating. Oh my! You choke on a coconut shrimp.
Yep.
Whoa! The thing you love kills you the most.
Dude, this is
what
crazy.
Is that? That's a saying.
It is.
What you love.
Amen. Dude, you say amen after anything? It's kind of. It's what?
Dude, imagine getting broken up.
Oh my God.
We're done here. Amen.
Can you imagine coming to a girl's face and say, amen?
She does it with a nut, spiderweb.
Funny.
Over her eyes. I think coming on a face is so hot, but the after part is so hilarious. Just because it's like the least opposite of hot. She's like, babe, it's in my eyes. My eyes are burning. I literally can't see out of my left and right eye. And then you're like, do I get warm water? What do you need? What?
I'm just asleep on her fan. No, I hear you, dude. Because
thought of it is so hot, and then it happens, and everyone's like, I can't see.
Because immediately, I feel horrendous.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
well, it just takes
around,
it like,
do you need Visine? Like, well, I'm Googling.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. The buildup is so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When a girl requests it, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a cum. God damn. I mean, when she looks at you and goes, cum in my face. Write that on the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, never have I ever heard that and be like, well,
yeah,
you already did your mascara.
Oh,
I'm in
never.
It.
Oh,
I'm when a the bang. Captain orders.
When the mascaras run down your face.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
Well, you haven't shook.
Well, but I know what you mean. I've seen it on like an album cover. Put this boy on Rumble.
It's not. No, you know what I mean. You know? It was like spin valves. Like that. Mascara.
Okay, I got you.
But anyways, my point is, before we go into the next topic, is I just applaud everyone listening and I applaud everyone in this room that we have an ability to do crazy stuff. And we don't. And so it's just nice. It's nice. Dude, I could come in here and release just scorpions. Just in the studio.
Great episode.
And then be like, oh, just joking.
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
people do that.
I could find a mountain lion, go into a post office,
I don't know if you
let
could.
It go. I couldn't. I'd go to jail, but I could.
I would like to ship this and then release a mountain lion. Back to the mountains. You just have a return address. I hate when they ask for a return address, or you can be more confident in your fucking sending abilities. What's the return address? You don't need it.
Get it to there.
Right?
Dude, I don't
be send... Be more confident!
I don't send letters a lot, but when I do, that's like a thing, right? On a commercial. Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Oh, I don't always send letters, but when I do?
No, it's like, but when I do, whatever. Anyways, my
dude,
point
people
is...
people got anthraxed.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, can you imagine opening a letter from Meemaw and just dead?
Man.
What's a letter bomb? How do you do that?
Glitter bomb. You open a mail and it glitters everywhere. Lukaki.
That's fun. You know what I think about all the time? When people are spending so much time and intelligence on doing like letter bombs and stuff, I'm like, God, you could do so much good. You have such a great brain.
Yeah.
You know how to put a fucking explosive in the mail and get away with it? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, anthrax was just the wildest one because it was just like, be careful opening your mail. The mail just says mail on it, and you're like, whoa, I wonder what this is.
And it's spelled wrong, M-A-L-E.
Whoa, there's a hot dude in here. That's crazy, though.
Anthrax crazy.
Like, imagine, dude, if anthrax came out in 2023, the memes that would be going on are insane.
What's anthrax? Like, I know, I remember it, but
I think
what?
It's like fentanyl that can fly. Like it's poison that like if you smell it, it kills you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But people were just opening up mail and be like, whoa, what does kayak.com say? Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it would but, you would just snort it?
No, you wouldn't snort it, but if you like smelt it, like if you open it, you're like, what is this powder? Done.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Frick. I remember
people
it.
People were getting got.
I remember it, but I don't remember. This is a new stance.
Yeah, I don't
you
like,
didn't
it.
Like it.
I don't like it.
I liked it at first. I thought you were like you were
gonna... airborne.
Goddamn. Goddamn. Applesauce, underrated.
So good.
The cinnamon one,
so
the good. Individual ones that your mom would pack in lunch.
Oh God, the little ones that have a little twist off. Dude, oh, what we frick. Used to do in college, we'd get those. The little pouches, they're resealable. We'd suck out the applesauce and then we'd fill it with vodka. Cause you could like take it like to a festival. You could like put it in your pants.
Oh.
It's like a flask, but a boneless flask. A boneless flask. Trevor, I'm so fucking smart. sometimes I outdo myself.
Boneless wings? Do you like bones?
Those are chicken nuggets.
Do you like bones or do you like
nuggets.
Boneless?
I like bone in. Flats, though.
Have to do bones in.
Bone in. Well,
but why are we making it more difficult for ourselves? But I prefer bone in, too.
Well, there's two separate. If I want chicken nuggets, then I'm just going to get chicken nuggets. But sometimes you want just wings.
Yeah, but why is that? Why do we make our lives harder?
I don't know.
Wings? Fuck. I recently got wings like a week and a half ago. I just
you'll be getting wings.
I love wings.
On butt plug night.
I can't believe that was a real thing that happened to me. Dude, the pandemic feels like it's 900 years ago. I feel like the pandemic was around when dinosaurs were still here.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs are so stupid looking.
Very.
I mean, they walk around.
The proportions did not make sense.
I have tiny hands.
His
what
neck was
doing?
The size of New York, and then his arms were just, a billboard?
Yeah, I mean, go lift.
Something.
Something. Were they as big as we think they
dinosaurs?
Were?
Dinosaurs? Yeah. They weren't real.
I don't think so.
I
They're
don't
like,
know.
Oh, what about the Ice Age? That wasn't real either.
It was a movie.
It was. That squirrel? Did he ever get it?
The nut?
Yeah.
Oh, he got the nut.
Did he?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's how I feel.
Where's
every time
Nala
I'm looking
at
my DMs. What?
Nala?
The lion?
Lion King? She's hot. Do you think when the artists from Lion King, when they were painting her, they're like, oh, let's make her hot?
I think they didn't use the word hot, but they probably said suggestive titles. Make it a little more risque.
Yeah, but isn't that
round,
crazy?
Round, round. That's not so
it wasn't bad.
Bark, bark.
But isn't that crazy?
What?
That the artists were drawing Nala, and then they had notes to be like, oh, let's make her more beautiful.
Animation's wild.
It is.
Insane.
It's all horny.
Yeah, yeah. You can draw whatever size tits you want, and people go, let me stop at D cups. Nope. Anime. We're going quadruple Fs.
Crazy. Mickey Mouse's ears? What are those for?
Dude, I had something that I thought was pretty funny, pretty revolutionary. I did a show in Santa Barbara. You were there?
So fun.
Such a fun show in
Holy
Santa Barbara.
Holy shit.
And a lot of Patreon people there, a lot of podcast listeners there. It was awesome. But afterwards, I stayed at my parents' house that night, and it was like one of the mornings, just me and my dad shooting the shit. And my dad has a bad hip, so he's taking painkillers. And I was like, let me get one of those. And he's like, no.
What?
No. But, okay. But I was like, oh, let me get one of those, right? Or else I would just take one after he went to sleep. But
and he's taking painkillers for like 17 more minutes before he goes
hey,
to sleep.
Hey, you yeah. know what I'm saying? No, but he goes, no, these are like a special one that like, they're not like painkillers that just stop like the nerves from hurting. And I was like, ah. And I was like, you got anything else here? CBD? I'm still jacked up from the show. And he goes, we got edibles.
Let's...
And
go,
I go, huh?
Mr. Wallace?
And I go, you used to beat my ass for having any weed remnants or even the thought of weed, right? And I go, you got edibles? He goes, yeah, I got some. And then he goes into the closet, the little Kush closet, pulls out a bag, and he's got like 10 different kinds
no.
of edibles. He goes, these are like indica. These are more sativa. And I'm like, sir, what? And he goes, well, it's legal now. And I go, do you want one? He goes, I'll take one if you take one.
Oh!
Took an edible with my dad.
No!
The best. So we both took it, and we stayed up for like another 30 minutes. And it was very funny. We're talking about life a little bit. We didn't really get into the depths of it. I don't think we took enough to be like, what do you, tell me everything. Was I unplanned? What do you think about me? Do you like me? Am I funny? You know, like we didn't get into that. But I forget how we got on the topic of it. But I don't know if you guys know this, but my dad, this was in edible land. He told me this. My dad proposed to my mom after 6 months.
You know what that means? Your mom got that good.
Do
good.
Not.
Didn't he also change religions for her?
Bro, there's.
You know how good?
Bro, there's layers to this story. It gets crazier. I said, okay, 6 months. My dad had been married before this. We know this.
Yeah, yeah.
She left him. She's a terrible woman, but she brought me here. Turn up.
Yeah. That's
because
true.
Of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to leave your first husband to make a Trevor Walls TikToker. Now, I don't know what she's doing. Probably working at Sears, but the.
She's dead.
Oh, no.
She is. She got ate by alligator.
Did you call her?
Yep.
But so I go, dead 6 months? He goes, you know, I was married before and I really liked that feeling and I felt that same love with your mother, so I wanted to make it happen. I go, okay, where did you propose? And he goes, in the back of our friend's car. And I go, what did you just say?
Just hold the phone. Hold the phone. Hold the phone. Like on a road trip?
Yeah, so they were all in Canada.
They were like
they were in the back of their friend's car. So that would be like you and your girlfriend, whoever it is, up front, you're driving and then they were getting married, like, in the future, and my mom goes, oh, so-and-so, are you getting married? And then my dad turns to my mom and goes, do you want to beat him? And she's like, what? He's like, we could beat them. Will you marry me? And she's like, is this real? What are you doing?
Drive through at Wendy's?
Yeah, but they're in the back of a car. He asked her, and then they're on the way to the airport.
What?
Because they were coming back from a trip. Okay. Then my dad had to go to a business trip, and my mom was, like, going back home, and it was so... Like 6 months, like you're like, huh? You're like so confused.
Yeah,
you're like,
why?
What, this is happening so quick. And then my mom was like, when you get back from the business trip, I'll let you know. You got to give me a formal.
Yeah.
Give me a formal proposal. Then my mom gets back and he proposes, but he didn't have a ring. So, and I've done this in my stand-up before, he goes and makes a foil wedding ring and presents it. We're like, will you marry me? We can go pick out a ring that you want. What in the Toledo,
wild.
Ohio is going on? But I will say that's real love. And then my mom's first question after that was, will you convert from Christianity to Judaism? And my dad is so far deep in this at this point, like, I don't give a fuck. I'll join ISIS if I need to.
Dude, that is crazy. 6 months in, proposes to your fucking mom in the back of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Dude, think about how many girlfriends you've had. Think about the 6 month period. You've probably hit it with all of them.
6 months. It's 6 months in. I don't even know her middle name.
Dude, 6 months is crazy.
Crazy. 6 months. And was it
and they're still together to this day.
I know. And they're a beautiful couple. They love each other. They are so cute together. But like, that's wild. But to your point, and that's what love is.
Dude, I was... But, like, the edible was hitting when he told me 6 months. I was losing my mind. I was like, bro, what? 6 months?
6 months.
You couldn't have, you thought she was going to run away?
What's fucked up is we haven't talked about the couple in the front seat. They were like, don't beat us.
Yeah. But also.
We've been playing this for 6 years. We're going to Rome.
Yeah, but also I was like, oh, well, maybe this was back in the day, like, you know, things were different back then. Were people getting married in 6 months? Was that normal? He's like, oh, no, not at all. I was like, so you knew this was reckless, right? He's like, yeah. 6 months is crazy.
Dude, 6 months is insane.
What month is it right now? It is. July?
July.
What? That would be like if you met a girl in January, wife it down.
Nah.
Michael, wife her up.
Can't.
Crazy.
Can't. Dude, 6 months is.
Crazy.
I will say,
that's
though.
That's a Spotify premium trial. Pull your pants down.
Sorry. I will say, I think, like, as you get older and like, more just, like, stable in life, I don't think that's as insane. I don't know how old they were, though. But, like, I don't think, like...
My dad was 30.
That's not old enough.
No.
That's not old enough. Dude, 6 months is...
Bro, my dad was off of Celsius, and he's like, we finna do this for life!
100%. And then he made a foil ring. How come he didn't get a ring when he was on the business trip?
I don't know if he knew what the answer was going to be. I don't know if he knew.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So, and I think to his point, it was like, it was kind of like an IOU or kind of like a flat tire, a fix a flat. Like, we'll go get the real one when you want it, which seems like a cop out. I don't know.
I will say, though.
But if you know my dad, it is the most Ron Wallace thing you could ever do.
Dude, I'm thinking about the moments where he proposed to her. She goes, go on a business trip and come back. Dude, did she go or he went?
Just him went. And there's no social media. He didn't talk to her the whole week.
That's
imagine
what I'm saying.
That
that's,
trip.
That's where I was going to. Like,
bruh.
Dude, he's in the Sheridan Inn eating at the fucking lobby. Some wings or whatever the fuck. And he's just in his brain being like, I hope she's going to say yes.
Do I have a wife?
Yeah.
Wild.
And then some saleswoman sits next to him.
Are you married? He goes, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But I can paper mache a ring right now.
God.
But it worked out.
It did work out. It did work out. And that's what's so incredible about this stupid fake life we're living. It's not real. Foil? All right.
But I aspire to find that.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yeah.
You do?
Some days, no. But when we were at the improv the other night, yes.
No. Who was that? That's not a real person. I guarantee if you ask your manager who was that, he's like, what do you mean I was alone in the green room?
I don't care. I wasn't alone in my heart. This woman was, what the fuck, you know?
Just Patreon? No, regular, right? All right, fuck.
What?
She was fine. That's where I'm going with it.
Dude, but we have different. I mean, the
no, no,
to
no,
you,
no, to me, of
to
course,
you.
To me, of course.
You ain't got
me.
The answer, Sway.
That's true.
But your heart is not my heart.
Correct.
What are you?
Isn't that weird? That you look at something and you go, "Oh my god!"
A foot.
Correct.
Nothing for me.
Zero.
I've put one in my mouth.
And you were like, "And it
tastes
was,
like wet Funyuns."
Yeah. Good. Not good.
Well, that's what it is.
But that's just
no
so weird.
Reason why you're, I'm not wrong and you're not wrong.
Correct.
It's just taste.
But why?
It's a Tiger song.
But why is that? How come even like taste buds are different? Like I have a fucking burger. And I'm like, this is the best burger of my life. You have it. You go, this is terrible. But like, why?
Yesterday, fish tacos. Those are so good.
I'm not shitting you. We got different ones though. You had like salad in yours or some shit.
Lettuce.
You had lettuce. I had cabbage in mine. Whoa. Did we order the same
What'd
fish tacos?
Get? I got fish taco.
Me too. I just said fish taco.
He said mine was with shrimp, so it wasn't fish taco.
Yeah, well, you got yours with shrimp.
So good.
Anyways, mine was so average. My point is do you think like evolutionary, why is that? Why are
it
like-
It has to be, or else if everybody had the same taste, we would all look the same. Nobody would want to like it wouldn't, you wouldn't, you'd fall in love with every same woman.
That's true.
You know, it's for variety. Because if there's 10 women in a room and 10 guys in a room, if everybody had the same taste, it would be like, oh, we're all going after that same woman.
You ever enter a group, this sounds weird, but just bear with me. You ever like meet a group of women with your group of guy friends and everyone sort of like pairs up?
Yeah, without then, even knowing it.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, whoop.
And then you get paired up with yours and you go, come on, bruh. I want a Tiffany. And then your friend, fucking idiot Brian, sort of, he says, oh, I'll.
Or were they trying to like latch on, but oh, yeah. Bro, Tiffany's pretty fine. You're like, no, I'm talking to her.
I hate when it's like, I called it. I don't give up. This ain't shotgun, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Good joke.
You have no eye. Tiffany's not going to want you.
She might.
She might.
Maybe
You're
she
right.
likes pirates.
You're right.
Goddamn.
I would Arr. Love to see you on a reality show.
I'd be out in one day.
No, but like you, like if another dude was hitting on the girl that you like, I'd love to see it.
Oh yeah, we'd fight.
Sunglasses on.
We honestly here in real land, I wouldn't. I don't. It's the same way I feel about if a guy's like being like super aggro in a group, I let him have it.
Dude, is there ever a guy on a reality show that just says, "I'm gonna just jerk off. I don't care about the show anymore"? I'd be the first.
Real talk, that's what I would do.
Bring a fleshlight.
Cause like the competition, I'd be like, oh, whatever. I don't. What am I gonna do? Hey, yeah. Baby girl. Oh, Jesus. What do you do? Let me guess. Marketing? What is that? Is that even a thing? When people tell me they do marketing, what are you even talking about? What do you do?
Marketing. You're marketing a company, ads. You do marketing like, for Hydro Flask, for fucking Celsius,
advertising
whatever.
It makes sense. But there's a difference between marketing.
Marketing is you post a story, post on Instagram. Michael Blaustein, tonight live at the Tempe Improv.
But isn't that just advertising? Here's the funny thing. I majored in marketing. I don't know what the fuck the difference is.
You majored in marketing?
I did. It doesn't show? What's the difference?
I don't know.
Gabriel, can you look?
What is marketing?
I'm just saying, any...
You know when you do crowd work and somebody says a wild ass answer? Isn't that hilarious? When you're like, what did you go to school for? And they're like, the Scientology of bird mating calls. Do you want to do that for your career? No.
No, they go, what do you do? They go, I make YouTube shorts.
I do that.
I do that too. what is the difference? Is it just like humble jumbled fucking language?
Yeah, advertising is kind of a part of marketing. Marketing is
oh,
more like
this is bullshit.
Identifying the people.
This
and then
is
marketing
bullshit.
Can also be more like, advertising is like paid media. Marketing is like unpaid media. Like
Whoa.
Trying to you know,
like word of mouth.
If you're tweeting from the McDonald's account and you're like, this is
when a girl gives you head, is that just word of mouth?
And you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Isn't it crazy that word of mouth is more powerful than anything?
Can you trust it? Depends on who it's from. If Jack came in here and was like, yo, I just had sex with a cantaloupe, you got to try this, I would be like, not the word I'm looking for.
Correct.
No, I think that is because I've been through a lot of things. I've been through a lot of fruit.
Yeah, I would probably take Jack's expertise on fucking a fruit over yours.
All right. But you know what
I mean.
Yeah,
because yours got to be gluten-free or whatever. He could be. He could go ham on some ham.
Hold up.
Hey.
Hamburger. Hamburger Jones, great comedian.
He's so funny, dude.
Hamburger.
Hamburger. Anything else?
Sock talk.
Yeah.
Talk to my sock.
We got some questions today.
I got some questions.
Let's get into some sock talk. The first one here is from Leo, and he says,
Creo?
I told my girl to pee on my face as a joke. She did it, and now it's a regular part of our routine.
Yeah, that wasn't a joke. I'll tell you that.
100% was a joke.
It just feels like when you say something harsh to somebody in a text message and you put LOL at the end to soften the blow. I think that's what it was. Yo, you should pee on my face. 100%. You should pee on my face. LOL. That LOL is in there just to be like, oh, look at me. I'm quirky. Pee on my fucking areolas.
They love it. The funny thing is I'm thinking of like the positioning because he had to lay on his back in the bathroom,
well,
I guess.
You could be sitting down.
I think the easiest way is literally you just get in the bathtub, right? Nah. Get in the shower.
Well,
but then that's so like unhot. I think like you'd have to be like in the, you have to be.
What is a hot position to sit?
She would have to be on top of you fucking. And then she just gets off, crab walks. You know what I mean? Just walks a little bit up to your face and just fucking pees on it.
Well, you know, some of the showers have the bench in it. Maybe he's sitting there, she's standing up. And then
oh, standing on the bench?
Getting peed on, you know, it just takes so long.
I have one of those and I've never used it. I've said this before in this podcast, but it's crazy. I just don't like fucking in the shower. It's weird.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. What?
Actually, it is.
But all you hear is just a bunch of like water flapping around.
It's hot.
It's not hot. Then my hair's all wet. Her hair's all wet. Then you get
wet,
out.
Wet.
But no one's.
Double wet.
But no one came.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
What? Tell me, did
that 2-in-1 conditioner condition something else?
Dude, if you're jerking off a conditioner, it's way better than shampoo.
Yeah, it's more lubed up.
It's like it's thicker.
You never use shampoo.
I've used it. Yeah, in a hotel when there's no fucking, when there's nothing else.
That's almost worse.
I know. That's what, dude. I told you I jerked off a Dial soap one time. My cock like a fucking snake losing its skin.
Haven't you used sunscreen before?
Yes. What am I, fucking a virgin?
What SPF?
By 50 was my little brother's.
Weird.
It wasn't my little brother. It was his SPF. It was the only one that was in the fucking bathroom at the time. You know what was the best you jerk off to when I was family vacation? The aloe. The green aloe. Holy Toledo. Yeah. It's a little cold, but then that's why you
fire
go like this.
You have the blow dry on it?
Is that a little textured? The way I imagine it's got a little texture in it.
It's got a little texture, yeah. But it gets unwet real fast. Mm. Like you got about 14 to 15 strokes, and it gets real fucking, you know, like hard.
Applying it.
Yeah. Olive oil is probably the best.
Yeah, you get the most bang for your buck with that.
Well, olive oil is expensive. So maybe
also, it lasts. Oh, even after you nut, it's still there.
That's why baby oil is the best. Dude, like one, two squirts of baby oil lasts the entire session. I'm sweating. It's great. Dude, you know what I've been doing? It's kind of crazy. You know what I've been doing recently? I've been in my fucking office, and I have been standing desk, right? And my laptop attaches to my monitor, so I've been opening my laptop, so I'm seeing double screens. It's the same content.
Gooning it?
But I'm like sort of gooning it because it's the same content because it's like attached, like mirrored, you know?
Yeah.
The monitor and the laptop are mirrored. But it feels like there's more. I'm like looking down, looking up, looking down, looking up.
Does it feel like you're drunk? You're seeing double?
A little bit. But I'm like, there's like three screens. Got my phone out. I'm fucking swiping on Bumble. I'm looking at the small screen.
Swiping while jerking off?
Dog, that's the only time
on the terms and conditions. You're swiping on everybody.
Dude,
right.
I will say, though, it is the truest form of my actual wanting to fuck somebody.
What, jerking off?
Like while I'm jerking off. Because I'm like, would I want her in this situation? Does this make sense?
You're describing horniness like this is a new concept. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like, in terms of like dating or want to like, how do I describe this? Like, I think when I'm not jerking off and I'm in the throes of like the fucking business day and I'm like sort of bumble swiping, I'm like, I don't give a, this girl's gonna be annoying, like that whole thing. Like, you know, I'm like entrenched in the day. But when I'm jerking off, that's like the most honest I can be towards like, oh, would I want to meet up with this person? Does that make any sense or am I being crazy?
You're just describing horniness, I think.
Oh, all right.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Like essentially being like...
Do you ever swipe when you're jerking off?
I don't have any dating apps.
That's crazy. Get on something.
No, because Hinge to me is too like... I don't know. It's I don't know.
Hinge is very... To me, I felt it's very like, oh, this is going to be my boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bumble's getting a little Tindery.
I think it's been Tindery.
It's getting a little...
Hinge seems like the most appropriate one right now. The only one I would want to do is because fucking... Well, here's the thing, and this is sounds conceited, and I'm sorry if it comes off this way. I just wouldn't want to go on Hinge, and the first message a girl says to me is like, you're on here?
You know what I get all the time, and I just
try
to... Or like
video quotes. That used to happen to me when I was on Bumble.
Yeah. I just get a lot of, this can't be you, ? And then I'd be like, yeah, it is.
Well, yeah, it's just starting off on a weird foot, you know?
I mean.
I just wouldn't want that to be the reason why somebody matched with me.
That's why Raya's not. But even Raya, bro, there's messages like that. Not this can't be you, but like, oh, I love your podcast.
They should. Great podcast.
It is. You guys are listening.
No, but that to me makes sense. But like, it's the, like, I don't want to check and open a message. And she's like, ain't no laws when you're swiping right on this claw. No.
Yep.
No.
Lot of.
Also, I'm down.
Goddamn.
I'm getting a lot of bad opening messages on Bubble.
You?
Yeah.
Well, that was my favorite part when you were a single. Well, you still are. But before, you would screenshot and post them on your story.
Yep. Real bad.
Yeah.
I need to start doing that more. I did it recently. But
it's fun. I saw one recently because you always have a creative way to say that you were blocked.
Block
you.
They're great.
Well, they're great. I just need to start posting like the regular really bad ones. Like, so if you're caught on a desert island, oh my God, what is this? The SATs? Let me see your cooter. Are you stuck in a desert? Like, just say hello.
But that's better than, no, I think that's better than just a hello. Because just a random hello, you're like, ah, now it's on me. What do I got to say? But sometimes it'll be like, you know, you're stranded island, one album.
But
what's it going to be?
Don't make me,
Actually, don't make me
Google shit. I'm jerking off.
I don't know. What would you prefer? If I'm a shoddy and I'm sliding into your DMs, what do I hit you with to catch your attention? Your dog looks very cool and very normal.
Honestly, like a dog comment or just like, hey, ! How are you? Like
that'll do it.
Yeah, dude, it doesn't because
you are not a real person.
Because the message, AI. The first message, if it's like just right down the middle, is fine. You don't have to like do some crazy thing.
Well, that's also why I don't like dating apps. It does feel like you have to do something crazy. Like, dude, I saw this one chick on Instagram, maybe the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen in my life, and I wanted to send a DM. Then I go, what am I gonna say? Hey, hello, you're so attractive. I needed to say hello, simp. Then what am I gonna be like? What's your favorite Beach Boys song? Weird. What am I gonna? What's the opener? Or do you not even address, like, if I saw that person somewhere and be like, oh, I saw you on so-and-so's page, you're fucking chill, sick tits. What do I say?
That?
Tell me!
Sometimes when I'm doing random DM, I think I said this to you, hey, sorry for the random DM, but we're already here, so, ? That's it.
All right.
It works.
Sorry for the random DM.
Sorry for the random DM, period. But we're here, LOL. So, a lot of O's, ellipses. That's it.
Does that work?
Yeah. Because it's not, I think people, because this is what you're going to do. What the lady's going to do. The message is not going to be the defining moment. She's going to look at the message and fucking click your goddamn page. So you only can lose on the message. So if you keep it simple, she's going to be like, cool, not a psycho, then go into your page. But if you go, hey, I saw you in fucking the Burger King commercial. What's happening? Fucking roses are red. Shut up. Hey, what's up? How are you? ? She'll look at your page. Wow, a lot of, oh, Trevor, I love his videos. Come back. Oh, nothing, just hanging out. Why do we make it so fucking complicated?
I guess I was just trying to stray away from, like, so many deadbeat conversations come out of dating apps where it's just like, how are you? Good. Just relaxing. What about you? Oh, same. Any fourth plans? No. Hang with my dad. Oh, cool. My dad's missing. All right. He's from Ohio. But like,
correct. That's what usually happens. I give about three of those messages, and then if I think she's really pretty and she's responding normally, then I go, hey, I really hate, what's it called?
Not dating apps? Texting?
No, not, what's the...
Small chat? Banter?
Small talk. Small talk. I go, hey, I really hate small talk. Would you rather get a drink instead? Let's just get off this fucking app.
Okay. I see that.
I last like three or four of those messages.
Yeah.
But then if
somebody texts, good, WBU, what about you? Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Some fireworks here.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. If you get through the small talk and there's not an insane message, like I'm like, hey, how are you? And she's like write in my manifesto. You're like, all right, can't do that.
Yeah.
You're insane.
Okay. Maybe I'll draft something up.
Draft something up.
Well, just like what you said. I'm not going to use what you said. Hey, sorry for the random message. Waka waka.
You could say waka waka.
I don't know. What gets an attention?
I want to paint you green and beat you like a green avocado.
Jack.
What like did a ripe you avocado. Just say to me?
Unplug his microphone.
Hold on. What did you say about a green avocado?
I don't know. I stole it from some meme page one time in like 2015.
I want to beat you like a green avocado?
There's a bunch of like green. Funny like you swipe through. It'll be like Tinder Riz and then just like the opening thing.
Yeah, dude, that shit works.
It doesn't.
I'll send it right now.
You know what doesn't? You know what actually works? Is they look at the message and they go, cool, he's not an insane person. And they click on the profile. So the profile is doing all the heavy lifting. It's not the fucking message.
It's the abs.
The abs or the ads? I'll do ads. Insert one. All right. Well, I don't know. I overthink everything. That's my, it's my
Achilles heel.
Flaw. Yeah. I'll be like, should I send it? No, it's 4th of July weekend. She's probably hanging out with men.
Well, she definitely is. You know what's funny is a girl that we got to the place of like having, I have her phone number, we're texting back and forth. She sent me it was really cute. She was at this like party and it was loud as fuck. And it was like one of those, the lights were going or whatever. She sent me a video of her face like this. And it was like maybe 4 or 5 seconds. Sent it to me and goes, save me, !! Because we were supposed to hang out later that night. And like, I don't know why I like that.
Because she thought of you.
Because she thought of me in that chaos of a fucking night.
Yeah.
It's like, save me. We didn't end up hanging out, but.
What the fuck? You're terrible at saving people. Worst superhero ever.
100%. It was like, too late.
I can't save you, but I know if you're going to say thank you or not.
It was one of those fucking.
Callback. Yeah, you want to be thought of.
It was just one of those nights where you came up from shows, you're fucking exhausted, you're like, cool. And we haven't met the first time. So the meeting the first time, I got to be fresh. Then I got, you know what I mean? Where are you from? Guess what? Guess who doesn't give a fuck? Like, what answer are you going to give me unless you're like from my hometown? Then I'm like, whoa, Chicago? You must like hot dogs. Someone find me an alligator.
Yeah, but that's all like you do those to speed up to the better questions. It's hard to sit down and be like, so.
Abortion?
Anal? We'll start with A.
There you go.
Mm.
So anal is hilarious. I would like, that's how I'm going to meet my wife. If I'm just fucking done with that, sit down, I'm tired. She's like, hey, how was your day? I'm like, do you like anal or what? And she goes, well, yeah, sometimes.
I think it's
like,
more pleasurable for the man, but sometimes he likes to do it to be happy.
No hesitation. I'm like, cool. Let's find a Volkswagen bug
in the back.
Let's find,
foil.
Well,
sweating. Sock talk.
Secret sock. Anonymous.
Was there
submission.
A talk?
The pee.
Yeah.
Wow. What the fuck?
I have no idea how we got there. The thing is, you wanted it. Cops are coming to get you.
All right, guys, we got a secret sock today. Anonymous submission says, I've been sleeping with my baby daddy's sister's baby daddy for
this
at least a year.
This is too confusing. Please back up this SAT question. Hold on.
I've been sleeping with my baby daddy's sister's baby daddy.
Fuck!
Wait. Jerry Springer about to come back to life to solve this.
100%.
Baby daddy's... Wait.
Can we give names, please?
So, okay.
All right, so you're... So you have a kid.
I do?
Their aunt. Your kid's aunt's husband.
Dog!
Wait.
Why can't I get this?
Wait. Pan it using our names.
All right.
Yeah.
Jack has a sister.
She getting throated.
She's hot. I know Jack's sister's got fucking...
Oh, I met her.
Really?
Not bad.
Oh, by the way, not bad. Your fucking dad and your mom pitched me to yours, like, they were like, oh, our daughter's single.
They would do that to everybody. Oh, okay. They would fucking pawn her off to a Chili's way more. No, but they do that to, like,
I thought I was...
that's classic, like, Jewish mom. Like, you should meet my daughter. You should...
Okay.
Dude, my parents will send me somebody. They'll be like, oh, you know, I went on a walk the other day with so-and-so from the temple. Their daughter is actually living in Oregon, and you've been there. And she's 2 years younger than you. We should set something up. Where are we meeting? Tulum?
Fun.
But that's classic parents. Like, we should set it up. Dude, if you dated my sister... I would never do this podcast again. I'd be like, cool, we can do step socks, but you can not talk about anything love related. We can only talk politics, and that's it. We're going full stream Rumble. This is Jack's sister.
Buddy, if we just talked about nothing but politics, this podcast would be the biggest podcast in the world because we don't know anything.
I would last a minute, and then I'd be like, bring Hunter Biden in.
Hunter Biden, dog. First of all,
that boy living it up.
Dude, so he's doing crack while driving 170 miles an hour in a Porsche.
Going to Vegas.
Which is pretty slow if you're on crack.
I know. But dude, no, 172 is crazy. Let me just say something. He's been on that island. Oh, no. Okay? He might have his own, but he might have Airbnb.
Airbnb that up. We got to go.
I'm Peter.
Where did we do that recently? Was that Santa Barbara? We did like the three of the same jokes same time?
Yes.
Oh, that Eureka Burger.
Eureka Burger.
That place is actually good.
So good.
Eureka.
baby daddy's sister's baby daddy.
I honestly, I consider myself a pretty smart person. I don't know what you're saying to me.
All right. Imagine you're a woman. All right. You're dating.
Too late.
You're dating Trevor, right?
Good.
You and Trevor have a baby together.
A kid comes out of my vagina.
Yes.
And his name's Ralph.
Yes. So now you start sleeping with, oh God, this is where it gets complicated. Trevor has a sister who is also married.
Yep.
You start banging the sister's
husband. Oh, shit. Where's Ralph? In my hand still.
But you're a girl? Then you're banging my sister's man?
Yep. Yeah.
After also having a baby with you.
What?
No, you got it. Ralph.
Got Ralph.
Yeah.
Do you have a baby too?
It's your baby together.
Right, Ralph. I'm not even joking. I don't know what's happening.
The baby is just an extra level added to this. You're essentially banging your husband's sister's man.
Yes.
How did I figure that out before any of you guys?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. But I understand.
Yeah, it's just made more intense by the fact that everyone also has children.
I mean, that's everybody in their
fucking 100%. This is 100% in Florida. There's no way this is not.
Dude, my neighbor's kid will not stop crying. I want to knock on the door and be like, guys, close a window.
Here's a bag, duct tape, do something.
No.
you just send him a Google map to a well. All right.
So we have to cut Hunter Biden, but we're leaving that in?
Yeah! All right.
So what? Where are they at in the situation? There's a viewer?
No, they're doing the banging. They're banging their baby daddy's sister's baby daddy.
It's a guy or a girl?
Wow.
Girl.
This is hot.
So it would be Michael doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ralph.
But they have a baby? She popped out the baby? Yeah. She had Ralph?
Yeah, she had Ralph.
She had Ralph.
Fuck, she wrecked it, Ralph. Hold up.
Hold up.
Erected Ralph. No.
No, can't do that. No. But that's crazy. Actually, it's kind of hot. Does anyone know?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah. The fact that they did anonymous.
Dude, the hottest part about all of that, and I'm not saying do any of this, but like how hot is that, like, being at like a barbecue and like seeing them across the thing and like it's really fucked up, but like before they get caught those 6 months, they're like, yeah, see you later.
It's like the scene of Stepbrothers when Dale runs off with Jennifer Coolidge's character, mm-hmm. they're fucking a bathroom. Like that to me is so hot.
That's so hot because it's so hot because it's so bad.
Yeah.
That's why getting penal maybe is hot because it's like so dirty and bad. That's why, like, having, like, jerking off, like, priests is, like, not, you know, you shouldn't do that, but people do it. Nuns, bad. You ever seen a hot nun?
None. Do it.
Nope. I actually like that joke. Is that a podcast?
That's a podcast.
We did it?
That is a podcast. Austin, Texas. We here, bitch. We're doing it live. Let's fucking go. Cocks out for Harambe. No. I'm excited.
It's going to be so fun, dude.
Gavel, comedy.
Dude.
And then 2 weeks, Amsterdam. Well, they don't know.
Are you kidding me? We're going to fucking go.
That was Patreon. Patreon knows about it.
Oh. Should we tell them?
Yeah.
Hey, everyone listening and watching, guess what? Sif Sox boys going international. Okay?
Amsterdam, Ibiza. What the fuck is up?
What's up? Carmen San Diego? Fuck you.
But we're
us.
Doing episodes there. So
we
you're going to get a Sif Sox live from Ibiza. You're going to get a Sif Sox live from Amsterdam and one other secret place.
And let me tell you another secret. I will not be sober. I'm going to be hammed up on the yammed up. No one even knows what that means.
Dude, I'm doing a handstand for the ad read. Don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. All these ads are going to be upset.
Dude, from Amsterdam, I'm going to be on a canal. Just what is this?
That's a boat.
No, I'm jerking somebody off. What is this?
Oh, you're jerking off a robot.
I'm going to be in the red light district, get my dick licked. Whoa.
Hold on.
Legally.
Of course, legally.
With a microphone.
Yep. Hunter Biden. Guys, that's it for us. Thank you so much for joining the educational program of Sif Sox. We love you guys. Till next Mother Freaking Wednesday, come see Mr. Wallace and Mr. Blossom on tour. And if you guys want to join the Patreon, definitely do that. 4 episodes, freaking $5 a month. All right, ad free. Go drop it. Go cop it. Go get it. We love you guys. Till next time. Bye. Reading Rainbow. Harambe. R.I.P.